Pantonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. Patriotic Front PF faction acting Secretary General Brenda Nyirenda says the party is determined to elect its leader by the end of this month and will not be deterred by court action. This follows an announcement by PF faction President Robert Chavinga, who revealed that he has sued the Givenwinda-led faction acting Secretary General Brenda Nyirenda over the planned convention. Speaking when 2026 presidential hopeful Brian Ndibile paid a courtesy call on her at the PF Secretariat, Ms. Nyirenda said the party will not be intimidated by arrests or legal challenges and will proceed with plans to elect its leader.
There is something that you believe in. There is something that you believe in. We are just right. So no one is going to stop us.
Yeah.
We are not going to be stopped by the court. We are not going to be stopped by arrest. We are not going to be stopped by any intimidation from anyone. We are resolved that by the end of this month, we are going to produce a leader who is going to take care of the
Meanwhile, Mr. Ndibile has dismissed claims that he is collaborating with the ruling UPND, stating that the current administration has pushed many Zambians into poverty as the cost of living continues to rise. The Kazembe Lunda Royal Establishment has rejected the mechanism and approach being employed in the 2025 Constitution Amendment process. According to a submission on the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7, the Royal Establishment has excused itself from contributing to the positions outlined in the submission guide, stating that the foundational principles of the process are fundamentally flawed and fail to reflect a genuinely people-driven approach. The establishment noted that the 2025 Technical Committee's terms of reference are confined to a selective set of provisions, which amounts to a piecemeal amendment process focused predominantly on electoral and governance matters. The Royal Establishment has emphasized that this approach is fundamentally flawed, asserting that a constitution should be amended through a process galvanized by the participation and consent of the Zambian people rather than one predominantly driven by the executive through the Ministry of Justice. It further stated that the Lunda Royal Establishment remains committed to engaging with state institutions and technocrats who uphold the highest standards of ethics, integrity and sincerity, those guided by the values of humanity, love and unity. Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has directed the Health Minister, Dr. Elijah Mchuma, to present a comprehensive statement to Parliament next week, Thursday, on the suspected cholera outbreak being reported across the country. Ms. Muti said the statement should detail the Ministry's level of readiness and preparedness to combat any potential cholera outbreak, including measures related to vaccination efforts. She has emphasized the need for the Ministry to reassure the nation that adequate systems are in place to prevent the spread of the disease and to safeguard public health. Ms. Muti has further urged members of Parliament to take a proactive role by encouraging their constituents to maintain clean and sanitary environments.
the next week to come and just greet your house on how prepared the ministry is in terms of the how to handle the Korea outbreak in terms of vaccination and all those things. But the honorable members, we all know one of the reasons we have outbreak of Korea is because of the state of the environment where we are living. There is a lot of death in our area. So let's encourage our people to keep their environment clean by ensuring that they get rid of the rapid debris and they live in clean environment. That would be the major reason why how we can stop the outbreak of COVID.
Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabutwe has disclosed that the government has no immediate plans to reopen the Kabwe Zinc mine, which has remained closed since 1994. Responding to a question in Parliament from Kabwe Central Member of Parliament Sizosta Halundi, who wanted to know whether the government intends to reopen the mine, Mr. Kabutwe said government is prioritizing public safety and environmental restoration over the resumption of mining operations in the area. He has explained that Kabwe continues to face serious environmental and public health challenges resulting from historical mining activity. Mr. Kabutwe has noted that while the mine will remain closed for now, the government remains committed to attracting responsible investment in the mining sector.
Present government does not have plans to open the Kabwe Zinc mine because of their outstanding environmental and public health concerns in Kabwe, which must be adequately addressed as a prerequisite to any new mining operation. The mine's infrastructure and ore body require substantial new investment and modern technology to render it economically viable under current market conditions. Government's current policy direction is to create an enabling environment for credible private investment and public-private partnership rather than running the mine operation directly.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has dispersed 491 million kwacha to over 23,000 farmers in Central Province who supplied maize to the agency during the 2025 crop marketing season. Speaking in an interview with Hot FM News, Central Province Marketing Coordinator Adrian Nandu said the agency has so far purchased 191,000 metric tons of maize against the province target of 80,000 metric tons. Mr. Mandu has explained that these payments are part of the government's ongoing efforts to ensure farmers are compensated promptly for their produce. He has further assured that the government, through the FRA, will continue settling payments for all remaining farmers who supplied maize to the agency.
The number of farmers that supply to the FRA in Central Region, the number is 97,601 farmers, and out of which 22,887 have so far been paid. Alright, the amount that has been paid to the farmer is 491 million kwacha so far. And then in terms of how much we have secured from what we bought, I think as of yesterday we found that 3.47%. That is yet to be secured, is only under 7%.
The top international news.
The Nigerian government has announced it is cancelling a controversial policy that mandated the use of indigenous languages for teaching in the earliest years of schooling instead of English. Education Minister Tunji Alausa said the program, introduced just 3 years ago, had failed to deliver and was being scrapped with immediate effect. Instead, English will be reinstated as the medium of instruction from pre-primary levels through to university. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Democrat politicians in the US have released emails which they say suggest Donald Trump is aware of sexual abuse by the convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Mr. Trump has consistently denied any wrongdoing. French President Emmanuel Macron released commemorations later today, marking the 10th anniversary of the Bataclan massacres in South Paris. 130 people were killed when Islamist gunmen and suicide bombers conducted a series of coordinated attacks, culminating